News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The state's Natural Resources Board meeting today, and they're taking care of several items of business. First of all, hunters will have a longer mourning dove season and an early teal-only duck hunt. The board approved both changes at their meeting in Milwaukee. The teal-only duck hunt will run September 1st through the 7th before the normal duck season. Only green and blue-winged teal can be taken, and the daily bag limit is 6. That's not the only thing the board talked about. They discussed the wolf quota. Jackie Johnson has that story.
The State Natural Resources Board votes to approve a cap on the number of wolves that can be killed in the upcoming hunting and trapping season at 156 animals. David McFarland is a DNR carnivore staff specialist.
Regardless of which side you may be approaching on this issue, I think we can all agree that the gray wolf is a conservation success story in our state.
Madison Democrat Brett Halsey wants an independent scientific review.
I'm concerned the wolf kill could put the wolf back on the threatened or endangered species list.
And many of those testifying blame special interests for pushing the hunt. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A national environmental group says Wisconsin has the 8th worst beaches among 30 states which border either oceans or the Great Lakes. The Natural Resources Defense Council issued that report today. They say state beaches, according to the bacterial levels from water samples, are not that good. The report said 14% of Wisconsin's water samples failed to meet the EPA standards for safe beach swimming waters. A standoff involving law enforcement and an armed and intoxicated Rhinelander man lasted over 6 hours last night. This happened at 640 Pelican Street. Oneida County's Special Response Unit was trying to talk 50-year-old Matthew Carlson out of the residence from the afternoon hours until well after dark. Carlson was intoxicated, armed with a 9mm handgun, and suicidal. The team asked him to exit the home several times. After dark, the SWAT team positioned their vehicle over the intercom. They again asked him to come out peacefully and then fired tear gas into the house. That's when Carlson came out. He was taken to a hospital for evaluation. The lawsuit between a former wrestler and the Wisconsin Rapids School District has been settled. The case involves a wrestler that claimed he was harassed and bullied by other wrestlers when he was in the 9th grade. The attorney, Christine Bremer, represented Josiah Christ, who's now an adult, and Christ began that lawsuit. Bremer said this was a difficult case with a great deal of investigation and documentation to review. Bremer said it took a lot for him to step forward and challenge the school and the program to change the culture in the locker room.
As a result of his, you know, courage in coming forward as a victim of really terrible conduct, he really made a change happen in the wrestling program, at the state champion wrestling program in our state in Wisconsin Rapids. And so he's very proud of that. And he feels now not only vindication, but also hope for the future. And he's regained his confidence that he had sorely lost.
As a result of the case, two Wisconsin Rapids coaches were not rehired and several new guidelines were set.
There are many, but one of the most important was the fact that a guideline was put in place so that students in a wrestling locker room were never unsupervised again, and that there would always be adult supervision in a locker room so that the conduct that took place will never hopefully take place again.
The dollar amount not released, but it is a six-figure settlement. Christ now attending Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. Wisconsin same-sex couple scoring a legal victory today when a 3-judge federal appellate panel ruled for the first time that states must let gays get married. Part of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver upheld a district judge who threw out Utah's ban on same-sex marriages. 65 Wisconsin hospitals could be penalized federally if they don't reduce high rates of treatment-related complications, infections, and patient injuries. U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are looking at about 76 Wisconsin hospitals, but an organization says only 6 are likely to see any kind of punishment. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Partly cloudy, areas of fog developing and a low of 52. A light east wind around 4 miles per hour. Partly sunny and mild for Thursday, high 76. Partly to mostly cloudy Thursday night, your overnight low 56. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy. There's a 30% chance of a few showers or storms and a high of 79. Warm and humid Saturday, a 50% chance of showers and storms and a high of 85. It'll still be warm and humid with a chance of storms on Sunday. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.